This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said there is no possibility of trade with Pakistan unless tensions persist on the border. Mr. Jaishankar was speaking at a corporate summit on Bharat's economic rising, organized by the Southern Gujarat Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Surat yesterday. He said terrorism in any form will not be tolerated. Taking a dig at China over its claims on Arunachal Pradesh, the minister said that Arunachal Pradesh is an Indian state and will always be an Indian state, and changing names would not impact on this fact. The minister added that India must focus on manufacturing to beat China's economic front. Prime Minister Modi will address his first election rally in Uttarakhand for the Lok Sabha post 2024 today in Rudrapur within the Nainital Udham Singh Nagar Lok Sabha constituency. BJP candidate and Minister of State Ajay Bhatt is contesting from this seat against Congress candidate Prakash Joshi. It may be recalled that voting is to be held on 19th of April in the first phase for all the five Lok Sabha seats of the state. A total of 83,37,914 voters of the state will decide the fate of 55 candidates contesting for five Lok Sabha seats of the state. In Rajasthan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today address an election rally in Kotputli under Jaipur Rural Lok Sabha constituency. Prime Minister Modi will reach the meeting venue in the Molehra village at about 1:30 p.m. He will address the public meeting in Kotputli in support of party's candidate from Jaipur Rural Lok Sabha seat, Rao Rajendra Singh. This will be the Prime Minister's first meeting for the Lok Sabha elections in Rajasthan since the announcement of polls. Lok Sabha elections in Rajasthan will be held in two phases, that is, on 19th of April and 26th of April. Union Home Minister and BJP senior leader Amit Shah is paying a day's visit to Karnataka today. He will be addressing Shakti Kendra party workers in Bengaluru in the morning and later hold a road show in Chennapatna, which is part of Bangalore Rural Lok Sabha constituency. BJP State General Secretary and Election Management Committee convener V. Sunil Kumar informed that Mr. Shah will be addressing party workers from five Lok Sabha constituencies. The core committee members' meeting of five constituencies will also be held today. JDS President H.D. Kumaraswamy will also hold a meeting with Mr. Shah and brief him about the political situation and work out a coordinated election campaign between the BJP and JDS. The Israeli Parliament has approved a law giving powers to the government to ban the broadcast of TV channels, including the Qatari-owned network Al Jazeera. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would act immediately to close Al Jazeera's network's local office. The foreign journalists are banned from entering Gaza, and the Al Jazeera staff based in the Strip have been some of the only reporters covering the war on the ground. The Knesset, that is Israel's parliament, approved the bill, allowing foreign networks considered a threat to national security to be temporarily banned. The ban would be in place for a period of 45 days at a time, which could be renewed. The law would stay in force until July or until the end of significant fighting in Gaza. In a social media post, Mr. Netanyahu wrote that Al Jazeera will no longer broadcast from Israel and called it a terrorist channel. The channel has accused Israel of deliberately targeting its staff. However, Israel denies targeting journalists. The Democratic Republic of Congo appointed Judith Suminwa Tuluka as the African nation's first female prime minister. President Felix Tshisekedi of the Democratic Republic of Congo made the appointment. He fulfilled a campaign promise and took an important step towards the formation of a new government after being re-elected late last year. The authorities face a raft of challenges, including a worsening conflict and a humanitarian crisis in eastern regions and the management of Congo's considerable mineral wealth. In IPL cricket today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Lucknow Super Giants at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. Last night, Rajasthan Royals defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.